Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull, Rob Getz in the bullpen. It is time for our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, online at fcmc.us.com. Join me on the line this morning from Nashua Public Library, Director Heather Hackman. Heather, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Rob.
Absolutely. So we are now into the month of April. We kind of tease a couple of different things that'll be coming up. I mean, among them, we've got National Library Week, which is just around the corner. First things first, you know, how's the Coffee, Tea, and Conversation Senior Social Hour been going?
Well, it's been going okay. A couple of days have been really nice outside, you know, with the weather changes. And so we haven't had as big of a crowd as we had in the beginning, but we're going to keep it going and hope that we get some more people to join us.
Well, of course.
It's every Thursday from 2 to 3.
Very good. And, of course, with weather warming up, hopefully we'll be seeing more.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, very good. And even more so as now, you know, we're getting into, as mentioned, National Library Week, and I assume that you probably got some big things ahead. What are some of the things you're going to be doing to recognize and celebrate National Library Week?
Yeah, National Library Week is April 8th through the 13th, and there's the total eclipse is coming up on Monday the 8th, so we're going to serve donuts and coffee in the morning and hand out solar eclipse glasses to people that show up to grab some. We are limited on how many we have, but they are free for our patrons to come in and grab them. So come in and get some donuts and some coffee and wait for the solar eclipse to happen. So that'll be happening from 10 to 12 on April 8th. And then we have our used books bag sale. You can come in and fill a bag for $1. That seems to go over pretty well. We did that for our fall, and it went over really well, so we're going to do it again for our National Library Week. We also have a sign-up that we're going to give away some prizes. And then we have a kids' stuffed animal sleepover. I've done this a couple times. And the kids get to bring their stuffed animals in, and they stay the night here at the library. The kids don't, but the stuffed animals do. And we have some fun, and I take pictures of the animals doing crazy things, and the kids get a kick out of it. So we're going to do that on Monday, April 8th as well.
Perfect. Speaking with Heather Hackman from Nashua Public Library here on 95.1 The Bull, another thing that is definitely on the rise here is some of those STEAM activities, and you'll be having some going on next week as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually reached out to PBS Kids, and they actually just brought us the stuff yesterday. So we have a lot of, it's called Ramps and Pathways, and it's a lot of building things that the kids can build and make a display of what they want to do. You know, there's balls, there's little cars, there's all kinds of things that they can use to make something. So we're going to have that set up all week long here at the library, and they can, kids and parents and families can come in and do whatever activities there are.
Very good. One thing that we did talk about very briefly last month was you have an event that's coming up on Thursday, April 11th, and this is definitely something that kind of ties in to Iowa's lost history. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. I have a lady coming to give us a program about Iowa's lost history from the Titanic. So the anniversary is coming up on April 15th, and so we wanted to have her come and do a presentation. She goes all over the state of Iowa and does this presentation, and she talks about the lost history of those people that were on the Titanic, whether they're still alive or not, or their connections to Iowa. So it's a really exciting program to have come here, and I hope that a lot of people show up because it is really good.
Very good. And it's on Thursday, April 11th. What time does this kick off?
Yeah, it starts at 5:30 to 6:30, or a little bit after, depending on how many people are here and if there's a lot of questions.
And is there any cost to the event?
There is no cost to any of our events for National Library Week. They are all free to anybody that wants to come.
And, of course, as you mentioned, you know, about the kids' stuff sleepover, I assume you'll be posting that on the Facebook page. Kind of tying in also with National Library Week, you're doing something special on social media as well. Is that right?
We are. We are doing, every year we do, well, this is probably my seventh year of doing this. We're going to do some Facebook daily trivia. And so it'll be questions that pertain to the library. And you can answer the questions on Facebook, and whoever gets the closest answer wins. So.
Very good. Speaking with Heather Hackman once again from Nashua Public Library here on 95.1 The Bull. Not out of the woods yet, outside of National Library Week, just a couple weeks down the line. What do we have coming up on April 20th, Heather?
Well, on April 20th, we're going to have some superheroes here at the library. It's going to be fun. I have Superman and Spider-Man coming, and so they're going to come and meet and greet with the kids, and we're going to just have a superhero story hour, and you can take pictures with them. And so, it should be a fun thing. We had princesses here last year, so this year we're going to do the superhero. So I think the kids will get a kick out of it. I'm pretty excited about it myself. So
I assume my son is probably going to want to be first in line, too, because big fan of Spider-Man, I hear.
Yes. Yeah, the kids seem to, that's the books that we seem to check out a lot, so that's who I lined up to come, and so they're pretty excited to come and meet the kids as well.
Very good. More information, Heather, on all of those events that we mentioned, and general questions and information for you. How can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call the library at 641-435-4635, or you can email us at nashlib@butler.com, or you can look on our Facebook page or our website, which is nashua.lib.ia.us.
Very good. Well, Heather, thanks a lot for chatting with us today on behalf of Nashua Public Library, and we look forward to the events this week, and we'll be seeing, I'm sure, more as May and, you know, eventually more spring events coming up down the line.
Oh, yes. We got lots down the pike for the summer program, so lots coming up.
Cannot wait. Heather, thanks again for joining us.
Yes, thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You bet. Heather Hackman, the Library Director of Nashua Public Library, on our community conversation this morning, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com.